Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Sadi Tes, Sanhedrin 99, pagination is 197. As I've mentioned, these blat in the last parak of Sanhedrin are very rich regarding highlights, little tidbits that we could extract and delve upon. I'd like to mention just a few. So let's drop into the wide lines, about 10 lines down. And we have a statement, Makom Shabaalei Tshuva Omdin, a place where Baalei Tshuva, people who have mastered Teshuva, a place where they stand, Tzadikim Einam Omdim Sham, Tzadikim aren't able to stand there. And the simple understanding, and perhaps this is basically, the pshat in such a statement is that Baalei Tshuva, through their journey from non-observance to observance, attain tremendous, tremendous levels and their self-control in dealing with things that until now they were habituated to do and now they don't do, and vice versa. They're doing and not doing according to Torah now. So they achieve such a great level that in their mechitza, in their reward area, people who were raised and maturated as tzaddikim are not able to enter that. It's off limits. It's just so, so special. There is a statement in the Chidushei HaGaonim brought in the Ein Yaakov, which might be more of a quip than a pshat in this, but it's nevertheless very on target. And the explanation is that you will find Baalei Tshuva standing in places where tzaddikim are not allowed to stand, and even they, the Baalei Tshuva themselves, are not allowed to stand, except that you will sometimes find them standing there. And this is referring to the concept which is explained by the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, that a Baal Tshuva knows that he's truly reached Tshuva when he finds himself in the exact same situation with the same desire as when he previously violated, and this time he's able to stay true to Torah ideals. Reb Tzadok HaKohen has an essay on this topic, and he says that the Baal Tshuva himself is not allowed to go there. Just like the Tzadok is not allowed to go there. He's not allowed to leave himself in a compromising situation where something wrong might happen. If a person used to eat cheeseburgers, so he's not allowed to travel without food or sit himself in a place where the smell is wafting to him, so that he has a... You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to set yourself up. Loli nei nisayon. You're not allowed to bring yourself to a test. But, says Reb Tzadok, if Hashem wants to let the Baal Tshuva know that you've reached this new plateau, Hashem might orchestrate that the Baal Tshuva finds himself in that situation, and suddenly he realizes he's a whole new person. And that's perhaps as a quip or an explanation in this Gemara, but you will find Baalei Tshuva standing in places that tzaddikim don't stand. Even the Baalei Tshuva themselves don't willfully stand. But sometimes, to let them know that they did Tshuva, they will find themselves standing there. Dropping down three lines, we find tremendous praise for a person who associates with a Talmud Chacham in the following ways. And this Gemara is also brought in Ksubis Kuf Yud Beis in a similar list, referring to V'atem Hadveikim B'Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. You cling to Hashem and you are alive. And the Gemara says, can a person cling to Hashem? Hashem is an Esh Ochla, Hashem is fire. And the Gemara over there gives this same list. This is a very praiseworthy list, associating with the Talmud Chacham and achieving closeness to Hashem. And the list is, number one, Lamasi Bita le Talmud Chacham, a person who marries his daughter off to a Talmud Chacham. Laosa Parkamatya le Talmud Chacham, a person who gives business opportunities to a Talmud Chacham. Ulamahana Talmud Chacham mina chasav, and a person who allows a Talmud Chacham to benefit from his assets. And the concept here is, number one, he develops a relationship to the Talmud Chacham, and number two, in a very natural way, it's not tzedakah per se, in a very natural way, he's able to enable the Talmud Chacham to learn Torah, to facilitate the Talmud Chacham's learning by marrying his daughter off to a Talmud Chacham. Certainly, if he respects the son-in-law, so great things will happen in the relationship, but there's also causing benefit if it's his daughter, if it's his grandchildren, if it's his son-in-law, he's going to help them. He's going to make it easier for them, and it comes quite naturally without calling it tzedakah per se. A person gives business opportunities to the Talmud Chacham. Chazal saw business opportunities as opposed to an hourly wage in agriculture work. They saw business opportunities as a way to be able to balance other endeavors with parnasa, with earning a livelihood. He has a business endeavor, he's able to invest, etc. He's able to earn money without taking enormous time, to the point that he has no time to learn Torah anymore. And likewise, the third one, which really clarifies what we're talking about, l'mahane tamud chacham in a chasav, to, however it works out, to enable the Talmud Chacham to benefit from his assets. And these are considered tremendous levels of praise, and the goodness that a person does to himself by promoting Torah in such ways. The Torah Tumima on the Pasuk, Ve'atem Hadveikim, which is Parshas Bo'eschanon, Devarim Dalid Dalid, says that the question of the Gemara in Ksubis, is a person able to cling to Hashem? Hashem is fire. That's not a question that's on everyone. On the Talmud Chacham clings to Hashem through Torah. But the question was that the Torah was given to everyone in the Jewish people, and not everyone can achieve those levels. But if a person links himself to Talmud Chacham, he partners with him, then that statement of Ve'atem Hadveikim, you cling to Hashem, will apply to this person as well. Towards the bottom of the Amud, we have the statement, Halomei Torah ve'ino melamdo, a person who studies Torah and does not teach it. Zeu devar Hashem boza, that's a person who has disgraced the Torah. The Marsha mentions that devar Hashem, the word of Hashem, is very appropriate, because a person can learn Torah by listening. But to communicate Torah, that's devar, that has to be done through speech. And that's why the Devar Hashem Baza, the speaking of Hashem, he disgraced, is a person who doesn't speak to communicate Torah that he has to other people. On the bottom of the Amud, we have another important concept. One line up, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Kol Alomi Torah ve'ino chozer aleo, a person who studies Torah and does not review it, Dome la'adam is comparable to a person, shezoreya ve'eno kotzer, that plants and does not harvest. What's the analogy? So a person who studies Torah brings the Torah into his brain, into himself, but if we can allow ourselves what is explained in the world of psychology and human memory, the human brain doesn't know to preserve it permanently unless you go back to that information periodically. And a person who learns it is like planting it, but to actually acquire it permanently, to harvest it, that requires that you keep reviewing it. The next statement is even more bold, I believe. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua compared it, Kalalom Torah u'mishakcha, a person who studies Torah and forgets it, which is the same category of behavior. He learns it, it's exciting, but he doesn't go back to review it, and therefore he doesn't remember it. Doma le'isha sheyoledes v'koveres can be compared to a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, God protect us, who gives birth to children and buries them. They don't come to fruition. He did the heavy work. He produced the child, the product, the information. He acquired it, but he didn't acquire it in a way that he's going to keep it. He's burying it. He's constantly moving on to the next topic and forgetting what he did before. In contemporary times, we find that not only is it, as the Gemara describes, so important to review, but that a person's sipuk, a person's enjoyment in Torah study comes from reviewing, because that's when they really delve into the essence, not even by extra exertion necessarily, but just by osmosis. You just keep reviewing in an enjoyable way, and the Torah allows you to achieve depth and understanding and therefore satisfaction in Torah study. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.